Thank you very much for choosing us today on a Monday morning. All things Money Matters this hour. We speak to the founder of Nkenso Consulting, Zelda Matebula, as we speak about the importance of life insurance and why life insurance is essential for parents. Zelda, welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you so much. Good morning. I hope you're well.
I am well. It's a brand new month, so, you know, we're all excited, I'm sure, especially because it starts on a Monday.
Yeah, it's a good way to start an interview on the 1st of September, yeah.
Absolutely. Let's get into it, Zelda. I mean, for parents who are new to maybe even the world of parenthood, what exactly is life insurance and how does it work?
Okay, so life insurance is basically an insurance that allows you to save up for future need for your kids or your dependents. So it usually pays up in a lump sum, or you can choose the one that pays up monthly after your passing. So basically how it works is that you contact an insurer, tell them your needs, they will tell you what they are offering, and then from there they will give you a rate that you'll pay each and every single month, let's say maybe around 500. So you'll pay that amount until the day that you pass on. So when you are passed on, your dependents will go and claim for that insurance and they will give them a payout, or they will agree with the insurer that you can give this amount to us each and every single month until it is exhausted. But there are different kinds of insurance. I'll be happy to explain them later on.
Mm, all right. And I mean, you know, there's so many types of life insurance, the term life, the whole life and more. How can parents choose a policy that suits their family's needs and budget as well, especially in the economy that we're living in?
It's very important that as a parent, you first investigate the type of insurance that you'll be taking out for your children, because you've got the term insurance, which literally covers your children's tuition fees for around 10 to 20 years. And then you can cover also your mortgages and stuff like that. And then we also have the one that gets to cover them for their entire existence on earth, but it's more expensive compared to the term one. So it's very important that when you go out looking for life insurance, you check what kind of needs do your children have. What will they need more when you are passed on? What can you afford? For example, I've been checking online for a different insurer, and I've seen that this insurance industry is now broader. There are more affordable options on the market. So for those that are on a tight budget, I would suggest to them that they go online and Google life insurance and get different quotes from different companies.
I mean, you know, Zelda, are there any affordable life insurances if we are being realistic, if we're being honest? I think I've mentioned a bit earlier on, we're in a tough economy. People are not getting any increments. Things are getting tougher and tougher. I mean, people are supplementing their salaries with loans or with, you know, credit to buy even groceries. So can we afford life insurance in the states that we're in right now?
In most family households, most people cannot afford it. But that is the importance whereby financial coaching comes in place. Remember, there are people out there who are paying for Masingcwabisano, if I'm saying all right. Yeah, you'd find a person having more than five Masingcwabisanos, and those five Masingcwabisanos will end up paying 10,000 rand each when a person passes on. And they are covering your funeral expenses, and that is all. There is nothing more special that they will do after your burial, right? So you find that with those five Masingcwabisanos, you're paying around 800 rand. Whereas now there are places like Discovery whereby you can pay around 200 rand for a life insurance. And that way you know that, okay, I take out the four Masingcwabisanos, and with that amount I go to Discovery and get myself a life insurance for my children. So Masingcwabisanos are very good for you to have as a matter of them assisting you with the funeral preparations. But then life covers are very much important, as they will assist your children after you're long gone. Your dependents won't be suffering in comparison to when they get the Masingcwabisanos. So it's a matter of you prioritizing which one is most important and getting the right advice when it comes to this matter.
Are there any common mistakes that parents or people make in general when trying to look for life insurance and eventually getting one? And how do we avoid those mistakes?
The biggest one that people are making is not reading the fine print. It is very important that you read the fine print. When you say terms and conditions apply, you need to understand what terms are there. What is what? You don't just go in blindly. I know that most of the times people are getting calls saying that we're offering life insurance, you don't need to do medical tests and stuff like that. You need to ask questions. You need to ask them to send you the recording before you sign everything. It is within your right to request for it, to hear what the person was saying so that you make a very sound decision when taking that life insurance. And another thing that they need to be aware of, remember that in the insurance industry, everyone has an underwriter, right? So if you are underwritten by Sanlam, for example, and you've got policies with Old Mutual, you've got another policy with Sanlam itself, you've got another policy with Bidvest, it's just examples that I'm giving, or Discovery, and you find that those four policies that you've taken, insurances that you've taken, are underwritten by Sanlam, the payout for other three might not come out if they exceed the certain amount that is set. So you need to make sure that you find out who is the underwriter for this insurance. Am I not duplicating the insurance underwriter? What will happen if I do duplicate an insurance underwriter? So those are very important things that a person needs to ask when taking out insurance. You need to be open to the person who is selling you the cover. Tell them I do have a life policy with Old Mutual. Is it the same underwriter with Discovery? You need to find that information out. Very important.
Zelda, let's park it here for today. But, you know, I'm really hoping that our parents have been listening and will take the advice given to, you know, to them, and will just really take it to heart, because I think these type of conversations are all ways so important. Thank you very much for coming on to the show.
No, thank you for having me. If they have any questions, they can contact me. My number is 071-582-4984, and I'll be more than happy to assist them.
Absolutely. It's Zelda Matebulo from Kenso Consulting. Rise of Fame Mid-Mornings, let us know, are your children secured? Should you leave this world today? Good morning.